Hello, welcome to this edition of The REIT Report, Nareit's weekly podcast. I'm your host, Alan Kenny, and we're recording this on September 15th, 2016. Our guest today is Steve Buller of Fidelity Investments. We're going to discuss his new global real estate fund. Let's go ahead and welcome him on. Steve, thank you for joining us today.
No problem, Alan.
So, Steve, can you tell us about the new Global Advisor Real Estate Fund? What are its objectives, and why start a new fund now?
Yeah, Alan, we launched the fund a couple weeks ago, and to be specific, it's in our advisor channel, which is in our broker-dealer channel, where we think there is tremendous opportunity for the broker-dealers to actually educate to the ultimate client, the retail client, about the benefits of global real estate investing, which, as we see, very similar to just investing in U.S. REITs, diversification, inflation protection, income, and competitive long-term total returns, but also today, roughly half of the opportunity set for investing in listed real estate is outside the United States. So we feel a global approach can therefore provide potential benefits of this asset class. And second is we continue to see some, I would call them secular growth opportunities in some of the niche sectors. Up until recently, majority of the listed real estate world outside the United States was comprised of some of the bigger food groups, office and retail. And we're seeing the niche sectors, as we've seen that have evolved in the U.S. REIT sector, healthcare, self-storage, data centers, some of these are starting to emerge, and newer companies and ability to exploit these newer sectors, which we think offer longer-term growth potential.
And one of the big stories in the real estate world has been equity REITs being broken out from underneath the financial sector into their own headline sector under the global industry classification standard. In terms of the mechanics of just managing a real estate investment fund and making those investment decisions, how do you envision that move changing your job?
In reality, it doesn't really change anything. Although over the short, medium, and longer term, we would anticipate more flows coming from some, whether asset allocators that, you know, traditionally just invest in the financial sleeve. And we've done studies, other people have done studies, show that many of those financial sleeves were actually underweight their benchmark to REITs, which then, by definition, if you're going to create a new sector, they'll be fully weight them. We would anticipate over extended time frame more flows into the REIT sector.
Again, talking with Steve Buller of Fidelity Investments. So, Steve, looking around the world, where are you seeing the best opportunities in terms of both sectors and markets?
Well, first, and this is somewhat controversial now, a little bit in the United Kingdom, especially post-Brexit. Mm-hmm. And without a doubt, there's going to be, and you know, the UK is obviously very much focused on the London market, and the London office market is going to see rental rate decline. But I do disagree, and you see it in where the pricing of some of these securities are, that you're going to see a huge fall in values, especially for the office companies in the United Kingdom, or more specifically the London office market. I do think there's just so much capital around the world, and we've seen a stabilization in the pound after its initial drop, that this capital will still be attracted to the London office market, and that will help sustain values.
And then, you know, there are some markets where REITs are still either kind of in their infancy or are being discussed as potentially being implemented. Where do you see the most promise for the growth of REITs?
Yeah, I would, I'm going to change your question slightly. It's not just the growth of the REIT structure, which we've definitely seen proliferation throughout the world, because all of that is an advantageous tax structure that puts some restrictions on what the companies can do. What we are seeing, especially outside the U.S., is just more market cap growth. And one simple reason is people have started to make money in some of these markets over time, and hence then why you have the ability to continue to issue new securities, buy new properties in an accretive fashion to both net asset value and to their earnings. And we've seen this definitely in the J-REIT market, for example. So to be honest with you, I don't get too excited whether it's a new REIT market in the Philippines or China, because right now there's actually listed markets there. So it's more a rather of where we can find the best opportunities from a fundamental access and cost of capital and the ability to exploit that and valuations.
Well, Steve, appreciate your time and thank you for joining us today.
You're welcome.
And many thanks to you, our listeners, for joining us as well. Please subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and remember that you can always visit REIT.com for more on this and other real estate news and analysis. For the REIT Report, I'm Alan Kenny.